Puget Sound just got the results back from its annual checkup, and they're not good. A new report from the Puget Sound Partnership labels the sound as still in crisis, but says some small progress has been made. Ashley Ahern reports.
Puget Sound is still in critical condition, says Alana Nastor, deputy director of the Puget Sound Partnership.
But the doctors aren't coming to us and saying you ought to disconnect the life support because you're not going to live.
The partnership was created several years ago to develop a plan to clean up Puget Sound. Their report says that the percent of swimming beaches meeting water quality standards increased, and several thousand acres of shellfish beds and coastal wetlands were restored. Nastor says those restoration efforts won't have an immediate effect, but they're a step in the right direction. Now for the bad news. The amount of habitat in Puget Sound that is being developed each year outweighs the amount that is being restored. The report also said that the endangered orca population has dropped, so have herring stocks. Chinook salmon, a key food for the endangered orca, are also not improving. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.